Aaron Hicks filling in for the ailing Brett Gardner as the Yankees try for a sweep of the Rays, and Hicks would do his part.
That one is driven to right field. Going back, Souza on the track, at the wall, leaps, see ya! A home run for Aaron Hicks. And the Yankees are on the board. They lead 1-0. Board just came in for Smith when Smith injured his hamstring, right hamstring, in a rundown between second and third.
Pitch is lined to deep left field. That's gone. That is high. It is far. It has gone deep. And the left field seats off the bat of Peter Borges. And the 1-1. Swung on. There it goes, deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Aaron Hicks has done it again. He's hit home runs from both sides of the plate. Hicks hits one to the sticks. Aaron hammers one. And the Yankees take a 3-2 lead.
And then just like that, Betances in big trouble. First and third, and nobody out here in the eighth. Strike three. Caught him looking at a breaking ball. One away. And the pitch. Strike three. Got him with the breaking ball. Just froze him. Two away.
Pitch is hit weakly on the ground to Betances. He tags Miller on the way by, gets out of the inning. First and third, no one out. Strikeout, strikeout, and a weak little grounder to Betances.
Aroldis Chapman will try to close this out. And the 2-2. Strike three. The 2-2. Fly ball. Left center. Hicks is there. And the Yankees win 3-2.
Chapman nails it down, and the Yankees complete the series sweep of the Rays. Aaron Hicks homers from each side of the plate in his second career multi-home run game, and Luis Severino picks up his first win of the year with his career-high 11 Ks. Yankees manager Joe Girardi is pleased to see his club over 500 for the first time this season at 5-4, and even more encouraged by the strong outing from Luis Severino.
You know, I thought, again, he mixed all his pitches. I thought him and Romy did a really good job. And, you know, after he gave up the home run, he was able to shut him down the rest of the night. I thought he used this fastball extremely well, threw some down, used the slider well, and used his changeup well. And he just kept at it.
How good was that slider tonight?
It's pretty good. You know, like I've said, you know, about Seve, he's a young pitcher, but there's a ton of upside and potential with Seve. And, you know, tonight he showed us what he's capable of doing.
You said after the last one you were pretty pleased with the way he threw, but after this one, what do you think this does for his confidence?
I hope it gives him a lot. You know, because you're going to run into some bumps along the road, but to be able to give us 7 innings, the first guy that's given us 7 innings, is impressive. You know, he didn't have a ton of pitches to work with at the end there, but he was efficient for the most part. I think he was around 40 pitches after 2 innings and was able to give us 7.
Who else? Eric.
Joe, what does it tell you that he struck out 5 of the last 7 that he faced?
That his stuff doesn't really fall off. As long as he stays within himself and he doesn't overthrow and locates, his stuff doesn't fall off.
Meredith, Brian.
Joe, I know you have a ton of confidence in Betances, but what's going through your mind there when he has runners on first and third?
Well, you know he has the ability to strike people out. That's the thing with Dellin. So you know at this point you need strikeouts. So after you get the first one, you say, well, maybe a double play will work, you know, and then he gets another strikeout. So just an outstanding job by him. You know, he has great ability, and he showed why he's one of the elite relievers.
Joe, I'm sure Hicks was disappointed this spring when he didn't get the job, but does a performance like that show you how tough a call that really was?
Yeah, it does. And I told him, you know, I saw the disappointment in his face. And it wasn't easy, you know, because I thought he had a pretty good spring training too. And I just said, your opportunities are going to come, and you just got to make sure that you're ready. And, you know, I give him a lot of credit because I thought he turned the page really quickly. And again, that's not easy to do. And, you know, he's played extremely well. He started 4 or 5 games of the first 9, and he's played extremely well.
Joe, that backup role was something he really struggled with last year. Why do you think he's been able to find success in it this year?
Well, I think he kind of figured it out as he went along last year. And, you know, we've tried to play multiple days in a row. So it's a little bit more comfortable than playing sparingly. You know, I think he started like maybe five out of the last six games, which has probably helped, or five out of the last 6 days. And, you know, we're getting a little bit of a rotation and spell guys and make sure he's getting his at-bats, because I think he can be really productive.
Aaron Hicks started on offense for the Yankees on Thursday, driving in all three runs with his two-round trippers as he filled in for Brett Gardner.
Just looked for a pitch to hit. You know, I was looking for something to hit hard, and I was able to get some good pitches to hit.
You're not always in that starting lineup, but Joe Girardi is doing a nice job of trying to keep you involved. How much more comfortable do you feel in that role this year?
I feel really good. You know, I've been able to put some good swings on pitches and being able to make sure I'm ready for games. But today was a big job by Severino. You know, he came in and he kept us in the game. You know, that's the most important thing. And he gave us the ability to be able to win this game.
How pleased are you with the starting staff this series?
They're doing what they need to do. They're definitely, pitching well and keeping us in the game.
Aaron, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Next up for the Yankees is an interleague series with the Cardinals beginning Friday in the Bronx. Masahiro Tanaka will start the opener.